Welcome to Plan Stronger Radio. Financial planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful when you plan stronger. Here's your host, certified financial planner and CPA, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, did you know that we have an election coming up? I'll bet you do. Are you ready for it to be over? I am. Good Lord. Be finished already, right? Well, we can't do that because we have responsibilities as voters, as citizens of this wonderful country, and also in the local market. You know, our local community has to be run. It doesn't just happen. I had the opportunity to call dispatch the other day, had a German Shepherd in my backyard that didn't belong there, and, you know, a very kind officer came over and took care of the problem. After hours. I appreciate that. Thank you, officer. So, you know, it takes a structure, it takes rules, it takes all those things to make sure that our communities run. Now, we have these elections, and thankfully they're not every year, but they do come along and we have responsibilities. And part of that is to be informed and know what's happening. And, you know, we're all ready to turn television off and throw it out the window for a year or two. But in the meantime, before we do that, we do need to weigh in on these elections. And so we've got some local races, and we always let the candidates know that they are welcome to come in and talk with us, especially if it affects your pocketbook. And a lot of politics does affect your pocketbook. And the local elections, including for Volusia County Council, there are a lot of people that are focusing on these races, even though they're not, they don't get the press and maybe some of the same, I don't know, spotlight that the national elections do. But these are just as important for us locally. So I set all that up to tell you that Al Smith is in the studio with me. He's a candidate for council, County Council District 4. His website is votealsmith.com. And we were pleased that Al was interested in coming in and talking with us. And I told Al, I said, look, let's talk about what's going on, and especially the financial aspects of what the Volusia County Council does, what he would do, what his goals are. So I'll welcome Al to the program. Al, welcome back.
Dave, thanks so much for having me. And to your point, it's what they call a down ballot race, right?
Okay.
Down ballot in the sense that we're all focused on the presidential. It kind of eats up the TV time and the radio time. But equally, I would argue even sometimes more important is who's running our county council, who's representing the people at that level, who's representing people at the city level. And so, and the parties aren't involved. This is nonpartisan. So there's
allegedly, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll say this as far. Yeah. That's a good point, Dave. But I think for sure, once you get in office, you're not going through a party system.
Oh, sure.
And how you vote. You're one. And what I was interested in this race, particular in this seat, is you're one of seven votes.
Okay.
And so that's, I think, extremely important.
Well, and what I'd like to dig in, and if you'd like, you can share for those people that don't know you out there listening to the program. I know you're local, graduated from Seabreeze. Can't be all bad. A lot of wonderful people went to Seabreeze High School.
Just had our 43 union, yeah.
Yeah, and so then Florida State, and then you did a lot of work in the Halifax area as a marketing professional. And you're no stranger to radio. I know that you did quite a bit of radio show hosting as well.
Yes, I was on WNDB's morning show up until I started to run for this.
And all right.
Hopefully there might be a place for me when this is over. And I have my own radio show called the Daytona Scene Radio Show on Saturdays on WNDB. And a local business owner, Angel and Phelps, is my family's business. Did that for a long, long time. Have run many community events. I know I've come on and talked to you before about different events I've been involved in. And so with all that came, you know, a knowledge of how the inner workings of the government, of county government, of city government. And especially with the radio gig, I really spent a lot of time going to meetings. I was pretty upset with what I saw. I feel like right now, and you're pretty close to this, been here a long time, is I think we're on the cusp of great prosperity here. I think we're set up for some major good things to happen.
We've got
for
some great assets locally.
Yes. And I think we have to have common sense, business sense, people in the position to make those things happen. And when I say that, I think we have right now, we have a breakdown between the city and the county as far as communication between elected officials. So I think we've got to work towards improving that communication and how we go about dealing with problems and solving them rather than pointing fingers at each other or having this parent-child relationship that I've noticed of late. You know, I think that's really important for us to consider. And that's one of the main reasons I'm running. I've been a consensus builder in everything I've done. So.
Yeah, well, and that's key. And so there's you said one of seven votes. For people that don't know, the Volusia County Council has seven voted positions.
Yeah, so five districts. So District 4 would be anyone, because I know you cover a lot of the counties. So this would be anyone living in Ormond Beach, Holly Hill, and the west end of Daytona. And they divvy these up so the numbers come out to the same. So it looks a little scary sometimes. But so LPGA, Indigo, out towards the Speedway.
Okay, I'm with you.
Is part of District 4.
Okay, so you've got the five districts, and then you have an at-large?
Then you have an at-large, and then you have the county chair.
All right. And how many are all of them up for grabs right now?
No, just three. Okay. Just the county chair, District 2, and District 4.
Okay.
District 2 is the Daytona district.
Okay. And so you oversee, these seven people oversee with their role, basically the county government.
Yeah, $858 million budget.
Just that, okay.
Yeah.
Almost $1 billion.
Yeah, it's big. I mean, the next largest municipality is Daytona Beach at right around $100 million. So there's it's a big government. And so it deals with the airport. It deals with,
Ocean Center?
Ocean Center.
Sure.
It deals with, it oversees
the beach.
The beach.
No, it's
biggest
gotta have the
thing,
beach, right?
Biggest thing. And, of course, the marketing of our tourism, all the people appointed to those different boards go through the county.
Okay.
There's a lot.
Why is there a breakdown in communication? It always comes back to communication. You know, people in communication, and is it people get their feelings hurt, or there's competing agendas, or there's, lack of experience and knowing how to communicate, or what is it? What kind of dysfunctionality are we dealing with?
Well, I'll give you one example. And, when I've actually gone out and knocked on over 2,000 doors since I jumped in this race in March. And I thought when I got out and started talking to people that the beach driving issue would be the biggest issue. And while it's a contentious issue, and those who feel passionate about it will definitely tell you within the first 30 seconds of the meeting, it's not the biggest issue that I heard about. The issue I heard most about was the homeless, and what are we going to do with the homeless situation? So that's an example of a breakdown where the county has said, here's some land and here's some money, but you cities figure it out.
Right.
I don't think that's feasible. I don't think that's the way we go about this. I think the county has to take the lead role in that. I mean, their concern is they're going to get stuck with the bill and,
sure,
and the cities will bleep out. So I think we have to engage the cities and they have to be involved. But I think to think that the city of Daytona Beach, Ormond and Holly Hill is going to be able to solve the chronic homeless issue on their own without the county having a leadership role is not realistic. And so that's an example of where communication has broken down.
And that affects everybody. And of course, that has a, people say, well, how does that affect me? I'm good. Well, it certainly affects our infrastructure, the support services, the perception by people coming to this community. You talked about tourism and marketing the area. And, we want our area to really be as vibrant as we can. And, as you started to describe, Al, that, the beach issue not being maybe of highest priority, and you said it was homelessness. And I think that's a wonderful thing for us to focus on. I thought you were going to say the economics, because, economics are really underneath everything.
Yes,
we've got to have a strong economy. And there's, as we said before, there's so many assets locally that we can leverage, including the beach. And, I tell people, palm trees, oak trees, and a beautiful beach. I mean,
And you're correct. I mean, it is correct, but they're intertwined.
Exactly,
in the sense
that's
that
my point too.
If we've lost a major convention to the Ocean Center because of the homeless issue, I've been told the CO Alliance, which goes out and finds companies that'll move here. I know that they now feel like this is the number one issue that's prohibiting them from getting companies to move here, and it needs to be solved. And what it does, David, it shows our ability to solve a problem together as one, not as separate entities. So I think it could be that, I think if we could figure that out, and I feel confident we can, then that shows the rest of the world we got our stuff together, right?
Yeah,
that
if you got your act together, people want to be part of that.
Because it's, they're not, the rest, Seminole County, Orange County, everybody around us isn't waiting for us.
Right. No, they're not
they're
going
quite
to.
Quite happy if we don't have it together.
Yeah, you guys fight amongst yourselves and we'll go ahead and move forward.
Exactly.
If you're just joining us, Al Smith is in the studio with me, candidate for Volusia County Council District 4. VoteAlSmith.com is the website. We'll grab a quick break and we'll dig a little deeper into some of these issues and more about economics, because that's, of course, money, finance, and that's your pocketbook, and everything has to do with money at some point. So we'll talk about that. Stay right there.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I specialize in representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. Spouses getting divorced in their 50s, 60s, and 70s confront far different challenges than younger people. If you have questions about alimony, division of retirement or investment accounts, Social Security, health insurance, or anything else, you can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
When it comes to finding a financial advisor you can trust, do you know the right questions to ask? David Holland has written a popular book that can help, and it's called How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams. David has crammed his experience and insider knowledge about advisors and how they operate into this popular book. Visit Amazon.com to order your copy. Or if you want to meet one-on-one with David to talk about your financial goals and concerns, he'll give you a free copy of his book with no cost, no obligation. The number to call for your appointment with David is 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. Or visit PlanStronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
Hey there, we're back. Al Smith in the studio with me, candidate for Volusia County Council Chair, District 4. VoteAlSmith.com is a website. And I want to come back and, you know, kind of talk a little bit more with Al about economics and finance. And, you know, if we look at our local community, Al, you know, we've got, you know, a variety of different types of businesses, but a lot of it, of course, is, as is the backbone of America, small business.
Yes.
You know, and we need to do everything we can to be pro small business and encourage and support. And I think the right word I'm looking for is cherish or value, exalt, whatever word you want to use, that we are small businesses, and I have one.
Yes.
And you have had one.
Yes.
They need to be, you know, people need to look at them and say, hey, thank you, by the way, for creating jobs. Hey, thank you for paying taxes and helping to you know, our economy thrive and grow. And sometimes, I don't know, I as a small business owner, I just don't feel like we get a fair shake.
We're
not valued enough.
You know, and I'm a passionate guy, and I'll tell you, one of my real passions in life is small business. How do you help small businesses do better? Because as you said, I believe the number 60% of the jobs created have five or less employees. So that's what exists here in
exactly.
our community. So
exactly.
we have to do all we can to streamline and whatever permitting they have to go through, lower the risks so that they're able to succeed, and encourage them to take risk, encourage them to grow their businesses. You know, we like to beat ourselves up around here pretty good. And it's like if they fail at something, you know, we should actually, I think, celebrate failure at times, because failure means you're trying, you're out there taking swings, you're trying to make a difference and trying to grow your company. Of course, I'm not talking about irrationally, but
sure,
to do
sure.
things to grow your business. I know you've done it. Look what you've done. You've grown a business, and it takes, you're making a payroll every week. You're the last one to get paid. You're the last one to leave at night. You're the first one in the morning. That's the way it is. And so the county's role in that is to do all they can to help the small businesses that are already here. And so,
and by doing that, that's going to create an environment where other people are going to want to come as well.
Right. So they feel
people
that
they're
going to
want to reload, make that yes. CEO task force job a lot easier.
Yes. The county's role in that, in terms of economic development, is to help the existing businesses and whatever it may be in terms of getting them education and lowering the bar of what it does to able to get the permitting to do what they want to do. That's a big part of it. And of course, you got the CEO Alliance also doing a great job out there as well.
Yeah, that's very good. Well, I think that that'll go a long way toward
Team Volusia too. I don't fail to mention.
Oh yeah,
that.
And I
Team
can't
Volusia.
Remember all their names. All
yeah.
you, all you out there helping to bring
yes.
jobs to this area. Thank you.
But David, all those entities, you know, CEO Alliance is allowed to go and make deals that's out of the sunshine, which you couldn't do as part of the government. So all those entities have to be able to work together, and the county needs to be the one leading that charge and setting an example. And I think a lot of times just being a cheerleader, just making people feel wanted.
I think that would go a long way too. Well, and on that same point, you know, you have a balancing act or an equitable treatment of, we've got a large special events aspect to our mm-hmm. community. And we, of course, are excited these people will come and they spend dollars in our area.
Yeah.
We like that.
We do.
We also want to make sure, though, that all of the people that are here year-round, the people paying the taxes when the tourists are not here to
right.
keep things all, you know, looking great, that they are also treated the right way.
Right. Imbalance is, I think, the key word that you used there. And, you know, nice thing for us, whether you're talking about sales tax or the gas tax, is up to 40% of that gets paid by the tourists that come to our area. There's very few communities, you know, up north that could say that, you know, that we're able to, you know, our gas tax and sales tax is paid by the tourists that come here, a significant portion of that.
That's very good.
So we've got, you know, that's the other issue, transportation issue. We have no dollars. We have, you know, we have basically bonded out. And if you were financing, if this was a company or a family, you would tell them, you guys got to do something to change this deal because there's not enough money. We've bonded out all our money for road improvements, our new roads. And so if we're going to grow this economy like we're talking about, we've got to be able to take care of the roads, or we'll infringe upon those people, on the locals you're talking about. If the roads become too crowded and you got potholes everywhere and it's not being taken care of, that directly affects the quality of life that you and I enjoy living in.
That's very well put out. You know, the people come, they enjoy it. We want them to stay. We want them to move their businesses here, all those things. Retire here, enjoy the sunshine. But we've got to make sure that it's great for the people that are already here. And, you know, many people like you and me, we can remember when, you know, Granada was a one-lane, one-lane road each side, and you know, you hit dirt before you knew it out past 95.
That's
we want to make sure that all that is kept in balance. How do you do that with the beach access in particular? With you know, when tourists come, of course, you know, they want to see the world's most famous beach. Let me see it. And so, for those of us that are not as familiar with how all that works, you know, there's you know, a fee to get on the beach, a parking fee. How does that work?
Well, even though there is a fee, I'm a believer in fees in the sense of user fees for whatever you do. And I think as long as it's minimal and we have access for our, because I think the deal we have for locals right now to get on the beach is a pretty darn good deal. You go to other parts of the state of Florida and you, first of all, you pay and then usually got to walk a long distance.
Right.
And so I want to continue that we stay down that road and we balance things correctly. Now, we do have the Westin Hotel, which was the Desert Inn, which was a godforsaken hellhole, excuse my language, but it was an awful place that now is going to be turned into a 4-star hotel. Owned by a local, talking about local government, this local business that's already proven themselves 4 times over, taking hotels that weren't very good and turn them around, and now they're going to do this to a 4-star hotel.
Nice.
Adding that inventory to what we have available to tourists that come here is important. And turning that around is very important. And then we're able to, the county got a good deal because they got the land next to it, which they'll be able to, on the east side, get 125 parking places in exchange for losing 25 places in front on the beach. Now, some that don't like that idea, but I think that was a good deal for the county. And those are the kind of deals that I would look for. I think if we're going to give up driving on the beach anywhere, we need to make sure we have east side accessibility, not west side where people
Agreed.
Have to cross A1A. So that's
that
very important
to me.
That
brings other risks to it,
It does, and it affects the quality of life. So
the county has the ability to negotiate those arrangements?
Well, there's currently an ordinance in place that defines the area, kind of the core area, the urban beach. You know, the beach here is so many different things depending on where
it
on the
really
beach
is.
You go. You
that's
know,
true.
Some parts of the beach are very urban and a lot of people. Some are very desolate and, you know, very hard to get to.
Right.
And some in the middle. So, you know, some have houses on them, some have hotels nearby. So, you know, it's balancing that whole thing out is important. It's very important to me. I will say I am a beach person. I grew up here. I love the beach. I go to the beach every weekend. Every Sunday I'm at the beach. So it's a big part of my life. It always has been. So I have a great passion for it.
Answer this question and we'll grab a quick break. We'll come back. And this is, again, maybe it's a little bit naive, but I'm sure other people have the same question. So there's a lot of places you can drive on the beach. Why? But when you go down Granada Boulevard and you go onto the beach in Ormond, that's where I'm very familiar.
Yes.
You can't go north.
Right.
That's it. You can't drive on that. But that's part of Volusia County.
Yes.
And that part north of going north Ormond there, you can't drive. Why is that? Do you know? And why doesn't that apply south of Granada?
Right. Well, there's a thing called red sand intrusion. I don't know if you've heard of red sand intrusion, but red sand, when red sand comes into the shore, it becomes very soft and you would get stuck.
Okay.
So when I was growing up here,
you could drive up there.
You could, no, actually, long time you could not drive up there. It was so, the red sand was so bad, you could barely ride your bicycle up there. Mm. So that's what originally started the nothing north of there because it wasn't, people kept getting stuck and there wasn't much up there.
I remember that. Yeah.
But what's happened is now, Red Sand Intrusion is on the other side of Granada, but it's already built up and it's already been established. So they've had some issues with how, you know, where to close approaches. And Mother Nature, we have our plans, and the Mother Nature has her plans.
This is a Mother Nature thing, is what you're telling me. All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's for the safety of people. I always was curious about that, and I don't know. I have mixed feelings about the driving on the beach myself, you know, because there's risks and there's danger there. But all right. Well, we'll talk more with Al Smith. We'll grab a break, come back. VoteAlSmith.com is the website. Al is a candidate for Volusia County Council District 4. Stay right there.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Support The Y.
For more information on what your Y does and how you can help, visit vfymca.org/give.
The Y, for a better us.
Hi, this is Mike Beerless, Reverse Mortgage Director for Holland Mortgage Services, a licensed Florida mortgage broker. NMLS number 1073735. For many homeowners over the age of 62, a reverse mortgage can improve their cash flows and reduce their monthly overhead. By now, you've probably seen the TV commercials about reverse mortgage that ask you to call an 800 number. Do you really want to give your personal financial information over the phone to someone in a call center you've never met? Holland Mortgage Services is different. We are locally owned and operated, and that means we can meet with you in person to confidentially discuss whether a reverse mortgage is appropriate for you and your individual situation. If it is, we can evaluate multiple lenders and options to find the right solution for you. Give us a call at 386-671-7526 to schedule your no-obligation consultation. Holland Mortgage Services, NMLS number 1432962. Because sometimes to go forward, you need to go reverse. The number again is 386-671-7526.
Hey, we're back. Al Smith in the studio with me here talking about some of the issues affecting Volusia County. And we can't get to them all, but just I want to highlight some of them and ask Al some of the burning questions I've had myself and curious about. And another one is, speaking of water and the beaches and all of that, you've also got the waterways. You know, we've got some beautiful natural water. You spoke about it, Mother Nature, some beautiful natural waterways that we have we're blessed to have in this area. And so, you know, the St. John's River Water Management District, they're in charge of a lot of that, but there's, I imagine there's some coordination that must be done with the county as well.
Yeah, and I think one of the big issues has been with the Mosquito Lagoon and the river, Banana River, a waterway system south of us is affecting a lot of things. And we as voters passed, you know, the last time around we all voted, we all put in into play that the state take care of these waterway issues, but they have not done that. And so I think, and then we have things with septic tank, and there's a lot of thought that those are leaking out and causing problems with our waterways. There's talk about over fertilization and what kind of fertilization we use. So if you start to think about in Volusia County, you start to have to take out every septic tank and replace it, you know, where's that money coming from? Yeah, how are we going to do that? So I think what has to happen on this issue, the homeless issue, the transportation issues, we've got to advocate above us. We've got to advocate to both the state and the federal government to come in and be involved in these situations. This is a little bit bigger than the county level, and it's an issue that's going on throughout the state, and it's affecting us in our pocketbooks. It's not just our quality of life, which is obviously important, but also in the water, you know, in quality of life. It's affecting tourism. It's affecting what people do, how, you know, the value of property, those types of things. But I think we've got to hold the state accountable. And one thing this council, the county council hasn't done, is really gone out and gotten good lobbyists to represent the needs of our residents here. And we've got to have a seat at that table, David. And a lot of people think that lobbyists is a unseemly thing, and maybe in some ways it is. But we have to have our seat at the table. Right now, we have done a poor job of that. The last time they voted on this, it was a split. They split the baby in the sense that they hired two different firms because they couldn't agree on one. Well, I don't think that's how we want to go forward. And the same is true at the federal government. We have to be heard there. And I'll do everything I can to make sure that we're getting our fair share here. We can't be a donor county. Volusia County is 43rd out of 60 counties, and every economic indicator you want to look at, we've got to do better. If we're going to grow this economy, lower our taxes, we have got to grow our local economy, and we have to make sure that we're getting our fair share from both the state and federal government.
So bring some of that money back that we send up.
Yeah, we're a donor. We don't we don't come back with a our school system, and which is not something I would be overseeing. But you know, we only get 90 cents to the dollar that Seminole County gets a full dollar for.
Yeah,
and we have just as many students and twice the size of land that we got to cover. So I think we've got to do a better job of making sure we have that good people representing us at all levels, and from the county, you know, certainly working with the cities and doing what we can locally, but also looking above to the state and federal government and making sure we get our fair share.
That's very good, Al. I think that the one of the key things I take away from our conversation is there's a lot of coordination needs to be had here with, you're talking about going upstream or up ballot, no pun intended, to the state and federal level, and working with people there, either directly or using consultants and lobbyists and such to help. And then also working with the surrounding counties and then the other agencies and other government entities and organizations. We mentioned the school board. I'm sure you guys have plenty of things that are where you interact and work with the school board and what they're doing. You know, there's a lot of communication that's really critical, and I think that getting people engaged and having those conversations is just so important. Can't be islands to ourselves.
We can't. And to that point, Dave, Volusia Manufacturers Association, Jane Pfeiffer, at any one time, there's 100 jobs that our local manufacturers have available that they cannot fill. And these are good-paying jobs. These are $35,000 and above, and we don't have the people who are trained to do those jobs. So we have companies who can't grow, who can't maximize their profits or their company's growth because they can't find the people. So we've got to start matching up the needs of the community with the education, specialized knowledge that people have. So all that's interconnected, like you said, it really is.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tougher persuasion or pitch to get a manufacturer to move the area when we've got jobs that we can't get filled now because the people don't have the right skills and education.
That's right.
So there's got to be coordination with the school system and you mentioned the VMA and all of that.
And I'll just say, this is something I've done. I've been involved at the chamber level. I've been involved. I run several events, and it requires me to work from everybody from the hand-to-mouth vendor that comes out to sell popcorn all the way up to the sponsor who's of the event, everybody in between. So I have a lot of experience of bringing people together and getting them rowing in the same direction at the same time with a common goal. So that's something I'm very prepared and have the knowledge and the ability to do. Hit the ground running right away.
Well, that's what we need. I appreciate that, Al. I think that...
Well, I appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, continue to focus on the core of not only the working with the other governments in the area, but also seeking out and bringing businesses locally, also the small businesses that are already here, and don't let go. Don't diminish what we already have and try to expand and grow and
maintain that quality of life while still growing. Yes, it's a balancing act we got to do.
Good luck with the campaign.
Thanks so much, Dave. Appreciate being your guest.
Yeah, appreciate you coming to the studio. VoteAlSmith.com, ladies and gentlemen, is the website. And Al is running for County Council District 4, Volusia County. A lot more information on the website and his background. And we appreciate you tuning in and listening to the program.
Today's edition of Plan Stronger Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 386-671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Plan Stronger Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience who provides advice to clients on a daily basis. David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Tax return preparation services are offered through Holland Tax and Accounting Services. Reverse mortgage origination services are offered through Holland Mortgage Services, NMLS number 143296. A Florida licensed mortgage broker. Each of these companies is a subsidiary of Holland Financial Incorporated. David D. Holland is a licensed loan originator, NMLS number 1184596. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Plan Stronger Radio is produced by Holland Productions.